If you don't think the country you live in has become vastly less democratic in the last few years, consider the political censorship of the CBS television network. These are the sensitive folks who decided not to run a made-for-TV movie, The Reagans, after conservatives complained that it was unflattering to former President Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy. That's right, unflattering. And you thought political correctness was just one of those liberal things. Now CBS has managed to outdo itself. It doesn't think your tender system should be exposed to an ad critical of President Bush's budget-busting economics. So it rejected a 30-second spot from the Move On organization that shows children working in factories and asks the legitimate question, who do you think will work to pay off George Bush's budget deficit? Meanwhile, the White House will soon sign into law a deal that changes FCC rules to let CBS and the Fox network grow much bigger. CBS lobbied hard for this regulatory plum. That network says its refusal to air the Move On ad isn't a case of not wanting to bite the hand that feeds it. No, its stated reason is loftier than that. It says it has a policy of not accepting advocacy advertising, especially if it's controversial. But it turns out that the network runs anti-tobacco advocacy ads that are controversial in the tobacco belt, and it ran a Republican National Committee advocacy ad in November that, in terms of controversy, went way over the top. That ad was a left-handed smear of Democratic candidates who opposed Bush's conduct of the war in Iraq, where, incidentally, even Colin Powell now says he doubts the regime had weapons of mass destruction, the stated reason for the unprovoked U.S. invasion. The pro-Bush ad said, "Some are now attacking the president for attacking the terrorists." Fact: no one is attacking the president for attacking terrorists. But plenty are questioning the lies that justified a war against a country that was not involved in 9/11. When the friendly folks at CBS were given the misleading pro-war ad, they were happy to run it, which suggests they have, in fact, no qualms about airing an advocacy ad if they agree with a viewpoint. To me, it's bad enough that you have to raise a ton of money to get a political idea across in American politics. But it's downright chilling when a giant media corporation won't let you express a political idea at any price.